Harper Via and Harper Audio present Courting Samira, a novel by Amel Awad, performed by Randa Sayed. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a glossary of Arabic words and phrases. From my parents, Samir and Mahmoud Dawood, with love and gratitude. But when a young lady is to be a heroine, the perverseness of 40 surrounding families cannot prevent her. Something must and will happen to throw a hero in her way. Jane Austen, Northanger Abbey. Chapter 1. When I was in kindergarten, my class's end of year presentation was the Nutcracker Suite. Being slightly plump, rosy-cheeked and all golden curls, I'd been chosen by my teacher to play one of the sugar plum fairies. No small honour. There were playground fights over the sugar plum fairy roles. My costume was composed of my sports leotard, a vibrant fire engine red covered in silver tinsel, tights and a wooden spoon wrapped in aluminium foil with a homemade star at the top. I sparkled. People talked about it for days. Admittedly, that was mainly because a boy named Maddie had run out mid-performance in tears. Still, Mum told me later that a little boy in the audience had pointed me out to his mother during my performance and said I was his favourite. Unfortunately, we'd lacked the foresight to take down his contact details. But as it was unlikely he was Muslim, that was probably for the best. The memory played on my mind as I sat in front of my latest suitor. His name was, not surprisingly, Muhammad. He wore a sour, bored expression and didn't seem interested in even glancing at me. Not even in a mildly curious, how can I look at her without making it obvious that I'm looking at her sort of way. I couldn't take my eyes off his hairstyle. Gelled back black hair, like a manga character. I half expected him to leap from his seat and speak out of sync. I actually began hoping he would, to be honest. It would have made for an exciting turn of events. I looked over at my mother, who was engaged in conversation with Manga Boy's mother. Our fathers were also deeply engrossed in a discussion punctuated by occasional guffaws. Any moment they could be high-fiving, such was the frivolity. Well, at least they were all having fun. Manga Boy tilted his head slightly to the side, perching his cheekbone on his index finger. The sourness swelled to Zoolander proportions. Truth was, I was starting to feel a little sorry for him. Clearly, he was here against his will. He didn't seem at all interested in assessing me, beyond a cursory glance when I'd entered the room an hour ago. And not because he was the pious, shy type who was lowering his gaze. He was evidently the bored, simpering type who was thinking 1 month's army training in the bush was preferable to a Saturday night door knock appeal. In my universe, instead of boyfriends, there were only potential husbands. Wasn't it every girl's dream to get proposed to? Well, try being proposed to no less than 17 times, including twice by one particularly overzealous suitor, since the age of 18. And they weren't sweeping, romantic, will you marry me, written in the sky types of proposals. Like any courtship ritual, doorknock appeals had clear procedures. After the all-important first visit, a suitor would call if he liked me, or his mum told him he liked me, or we wouldn't hear back at all. It was rather like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?